RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
11 o'clock in rainy Richmond, Virginia. Unfortunately, it's going to continue through the weekend. Fortunately, we have a Commanders victory to talk about, and nobody better to bring on than our guy, Craig Hoffman, who hosts on the Team 980, our sister station up in Washington, D.C. Great opportunity for me to say. You can listen to that show and this show on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Craig, good morning. How's it going?
I'm good, Michael. How are you, dude?
All right. So I want to talk about everything else, too, but mainly I want to talk about that Terry McLaurin catch and that Jaden Daniels throw. You know football. You can break down football. Just how amazing was that play with the game on the line?
Every bit as amazing as anybody who doesn't know football and the intricacies would imagine it is based off watching it. On some level, there isn't a whole lot more to it than you have a quarterback who's in his third career start at 23 years old, get absolutely smashed in the face, doesn't even get to complete the follow-through on the throw, place a ball as well as you could possibly humanly place it to a receiver who just flat-out beats his guy and does it. I guess there is a little nuance in terms of how Terry beats his guy that we can get into for what is essentially the game-winning touchdown. On a very surface level, it doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. It's just a spectacular play. And then if you want to add in kind of the time, the score, the situation, the fact that they knew what the Bengals wanted to do there, that Terry went to Cliff Kingsbury and was like, give me this route, give me a go route for the game, I will make the play, that Jaden looked at Terry and was like, okay, cool. Because he has to throw that basically blind. He's got to trust that Terry's going to win. And then I think the one nuanced piece of it that I find really fantastic, Michael, is Terry realizes that he can't just run past the guy because the corner is playing like 10 yards off of him, as he should be. And so he's like, well, I gotta add something here. And he hits a double move, stutter and go, because the cornerback's going to bite up on the fact that it's a 3rd and 7. You can't give up a 10-yard comeback. And to have the speed to hit that stutter and still get where he's got to get to, where Jaden's throwing this ball with some level of blind trust, and for them to complete it with that level of perfection it's spectacular, man. And that had to hurt like hell, Jaden getting hit like that. And yet he made the play because he's a baller and that's what he does.
I mean, to be that good on Monday Night Football with zero margin for error. You got a defense that's, you know, given up at least a field goal attempt on every single possession, no puns. And he does it. He nails it with no margin for error. A tribute to him, a tribute to Cliff Kingsbury. A very impressive game all the way around. I love what Kingsbury's done here through a few weeks. What are you seeing that you like in particular?
I love the way he uses the weapons on this team to his advantage. And so, you know, we hear a lot about personnel and formations, right? Oh, they formation things to get what they want. And one of the things that he's got as a weapon is two guys, hopefully two guys this weekend. We'll see how Austin Eckler's doing with the concussion protocol, but two guys in Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. who can line up in multiple places and do multiple things. They can run routes, they can block, and of course they're pretty darn good as running backs. And so what he'll do is he'll get both those guys on the field. And for most teams, if you have two running backs on the field, you're very limited in what you can do in terms of formations. Like, we're going to put both guys back there, one of them's going to act as a fullback, or we might have a shotgun formation with one back on either side, and there's a set limit in terms of what we can do from that formation because they can only run so many running back routes. They can't split out and do the wide receiver stuff, or if we stick them as basically a faux tight end, we can't trust them to hit a chip block and then go run a tight end route. Both these guys can do all that. So what they'll do is they'll use those two running backs to get a match in terms of personnel from the defense. So Cincinnati's like, oh, we can put our base defense linebackers on the field, heavier personnel that doesn't run as well. And then Cliff will be like, joke's on you. Now we're going to split both these guys out as receivers, and you really would rather have like six defensive backs on the field, and you don't have the speed and the coverage ability to deal with us in space and to chase and tackle. So we'll run some of these screens and Austin Eckler gets loose, or he'll use some eye candy and be like, okay, we have two running backs, so we're going to fake a run one way, not just with the running back, but we're going to pull a guard and a tackle to the left and then run to the right. So your linebackers chase those pullers because that's what they're taught to do. Hey, follow the puller. That'll take you to where the action is. Nope, it's going to take you away from the action. We'll run Austin Eckler the other way. And not only does he do that, Michael, he did it on the first play of each half. He had like some misdirection eye candy stuff. And so imagine you get out there, it's your first play, you've been told all week, like, hey, watch out for this and that. And by the way, the quarterback can run, and you better be really careful with him because he'll run it for 80 yards. And on the first play, you go chasing what you think is a simple run play, and the ball goes for 10 yards the other way with the other running back.
Yeah.
That's the tone set for the game. And so you're just stuck in purgatory if you're a linebacker facing Cliff. And there's some other good stuff that he's doing in terms of making sure Jaden's comfortable, but that's the stuff that I just as a football nerd love to watch, just how confusing in a great way this offense is.
He's Crane Kaufman, and he is more into college offense. We'll certainly say that much. He's coaching to the iPad in a lot of ways. Like, he knows these guys go sit down and watch it, and you nailed it, to open each half and make them, you know, you get your coaching points in the locker room, you come out, show them something new and different, you make them go stare at the iPad and say, what's going to go on here? I just think it's almost a modern style or way of coaching, right? Nobody's running film upstairs and downstairs anymore. It's at this moment where they've got something in their heads, he puts something different in their heads. I love it. I love what he's doing.
I'll say this too. Talking with Logan Paulson this morning as we taped our podcast and did our film review show, Logan said something that I thought was really interesting on that front, which is he doesn't feel that Cliff necessarily sequences plays in the way that Kyle and Sean, and obviously Logan played for those guys, especially a long time for Kyle here in DC and then in San Francisco, where there's like a kind of a rhythm and a sequence. We're going to run play X to set up play Y. And Cliff will just run a play because it's a good play. He's like, I don't need to set it up. I don't need to run an outside zone to get the linebackers flowing. I'll just send the running backs on flat routes and make the linebackers chase them because that's what you have to do. And then we'll open up the dig, an in-cut route behind it. And we don't need to do all this fancy setup. And so what it makes it less predictable for now because it doesn't seem like there's quite a rhythm or a rhyme or a reason. My question moving forward, which is the big question with Cliff, is like, well, what happens when teams figure him out? Can he adjust? Is once there's enough tape with this version of this offense, it's like, oh, okay, the rhythm is it's 3rd and 7 and Cliff likes this play. Does it become predictable, and does he have a change up later on in the season? So that I think is going to be the interesting thing to watch. But for right now, it's working like crazy. And you love to see it.
Yeah, and that's been the trend in his career, right? To the extent there's been a trend, because obviously it's tougher to tease these things out in college, that, you know, you can come around. There's 17 of these. You can come around on an offense over time. And, I mean, gosh, we're seeing the Dallas offense that hasn't innovated this year, and we're seeing teams come around on it. It's a long season. You got to really mix it up and keep it fresh. But I also, you know, I'll go one more on the offense before we switch sides of the ball here with Craig Hoffman. I like the processing power that Jaden Daniels is bringing to the table, and certainly, you know, every quarterback has to be a certain amount of able to do that to make it to the NFL. But it seems like, and I know Cliff Kingsbury's done a great job of easing him in, which I've loved to see. It seems like this kid can process already at a really high level, which we saw to CJ Stroud last year, and that takes you a long way.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It does. And, you know, Orlovsky, I think, was talking about this on ESPN this morning. He thinks the last couple of weeks, like, Jaden's processing as well as basically anyone in the whole entire league. And part of that is Cliff is only asking him to process a certain amount of times per game. And I think he also earned a few extra this week, right? In the first 2 weeks of the season, everyone's like, where's Terry? Where's the deep shots? And they were called, but Jaden wasn't throwing them. That was the thing that he wasn't necessarily reading out well. And so Cliff would say, okay, well, why would I call a deep shot if it's just going to expose my quarterback potentially to a big hit? My offensive line's going to have to block for a long time. We can get a potential chunk play off a screen, but probably something positive. We're not going to go broke making a profit, to use the old Alex Smith saying. And so let's just call a couple extra screens. Well, early in this game, even though the two incompletions he had all night, Michael, two incompletions all night, and they were deep shots to Terry in the first half, but he showed a willingness to throw them, and they were the right throw. He just didn't execute it. And so once that happens, Cliff is like, oh, we can go back to that well. He's seeing the field well tonight. And I think that's a great feel by Cliff to make sure you don't put too much on him too early. You don't expose him. And I think the other thing that's happening in terms of the processing is he's picking the right times to scramble, and that's keeping them in good down at distance. You know, I couldn't be a good play caller in the NFL, but I can be a better one if I'm constantly in 3rd and 3 or 2nd and 4 than I could be if I was 3rd and 16. Because you can be Cliff Kingsbury, Kyle Shanahan, you know, whoever the play calling God is that you worship. And you're not, there's no good play for 3rd and 16. And because Jaden's running ability is so good and he's picking the right spots and then obviously scrambling at an obscenely high level, they're constantly in good down and distance, which is making Cliff's job a lot easier.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And, all right, so we made it this far with Craig Hoffman, the Team 980, of course, the Hoffman Show, and the Take Command podcast, which you and Logan Paulson do a great job with. If you're interested in the ins and outs of football, that's one to add to your list for sure. Let's talk about the defense. Did you see anything that you liked that led you to believe there might be a corner turning somewhere around the horizon?
I mean, it's not a sharp corner, Michael, but it's trending the right direction. And I know nobody, like, in some way you should want to hear that as a fan, because it's like, oh, hope. But also I say that because everyone just wants to be mad at a defense that gave up 33 points, and it's like, hey, just let us be mad. And I get that. I would say a couple things on the defense. Play style wise, you have more and more guys playing harder and harder every single week. Like, they are really flying to the football. They're arriving with bad intentions and kind of that stuff that Dan Quinn talks about. It's just sometimes they're arriving 14 yards downfield, and that's less than ideal. They're going to be undermanned on the back end. Their corners are only so good, and they're going to get beat if they get put in one-on-one situations. And it's really hard to just never put your corners in one-on-one situations. I do think what is happening though up front is discouraging, because it's this far down the path of bad. But it is slightly better week over week. They're rushing with a little bit more cohesion, a little bit more of a plan. And eventually, I would hope, against an offensive line that is not quite as good and a quarterback who doesn't get rid of the ball as quickly as Joe Burrow, that some of that pays off. So, again, the results definitely not there yet. Your eyes are not lying. I don't think that they're playing particularly well or consistently well. But it's better week over week. And as they learn to play with each other and learn some of the techniques that they've been taught by this staff, I do think that there will be some level of corner turn here in the next few weeks, especially, you know, you look at Kyler Murray compared to Joe Burrow. Like, Kyler's a good player, but he's not Joe Burrow. And so that matters quite a bit when you're talking about the ability to get to the quarterback, which then unlocks the rest of the defense.
It's going to be a fun one this week. I love Marvin Harrison Jr. too. Loved him before the draft. Love him now.
Bold take, Michael.
If it gets too spicy for you, you know, just let me know. It's gonna be a fun one out in the desert. Of course, Cliff Kingsbury revenge game as well. Craig Hoffman, kind enough to join us. One last one for you here, Craig.
Wait, Michael, can I ask you a question first? Oh. That feels like in your department.
Yeah, of course.
Do we think Cliff still has his house in Arizona, the one that we all saw in Hard Knocks, and is he staying there this week?
The draft house with the big open window.
Yeah.
That was such a flex, like, during the pandemic year. I'm guessing he's sold it, but I really want to see his Ashburn house because I get the sense he's maybe not a guy that goes halfway on real estate. I also really want to hear some Thailand stories. I know he hasn't shared a lot of them, but I'm very curious.
I agree. I feel like he probably sold the house when he was in Thailand. He's just like hit up his realtor and was like, yep. Hey. Get rid of that thing. I don't know when I'm coming back, but I'm not going to need that place.
I catch the vibe he's spontaneous like that. Yeah. There's some good stories there. Maybe they get enough wins that we can unlock some of those as the season goes on. Craig Hoffman, the Team 980 Hoffman Show, and Take Command. Did Monday night lead you to rethink what this team can be or what the season outcome could be?
No, because I kind of had a range of possible outcomes, and obviously as games tick away, you're like, oh, well, maybe we'll be at the higher end of the range. They haven't had to face a lot of adversity yet, and that's going to come, and how they handle it, and do they have the talent to overcome it? Like, there still is a some level, because of the talent level on this roster, a sheet of thin ice beneath them, and like, what happens when it cracks? Jaden definitely is raising the ceiling of what I think is possible and the floor, frankly, because his scrambling ability just is going to keep you in games. Like, the offense is going to be only so bad, but they haven't turned the football over yet. They're going to eventually. This defense, as we said, like, it's slowly getting better, but like, it's real slow and there's only so much room to go because of the talent. So I still think a team that finishes somewhere around 500 is probably the most likely outcome. Now, as the Eagles don't look that great and the Cowboys don't look great, like, could they wind up doing one of these stupid things that they seem to do every 5 years where they are messing around with the division title with a record that shouldn't win you a division?
Yeah.
Maybe. But that has more to do with, I think, outside than inside. I always thought they would float around 500. I still think they'll probably wind up there. But maybe they wind up winning 10, and that would be sick in year one of what is a rebuild that feels like it's going to be far more sustainable than some of the other, you know, backdoor into a good seasons that they've had under Gruden and Rivera early on in those two coaches' tenures.
It does. Yeah, the energy feels different than that. Aside from the Heineke pylon dive, which we'll always have, the energy was different in this one. Craig Hoffman, the Team 980, grab the podcast. It's called Take Command, and I'll look forward to joining you next Monday on your program to break down Commanders Cardinals.
Always a pleasure, Michael. Thank you, sir.
Off he goes, and off we go. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.